بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Among the etiquettes of the day of Jumu'ah is to visit the qabristan, the graveyard. Most of our elders would visit the graveyard on Fridays. Faqir Ummat Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali would visit the local graveyard, which was Maqbara Qasimi in Dioban, and visit the graves of the ulama buried there. Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also had a habit of visiting the graves of the Ahlullah as well as the general graveyards. It was his habit to visit the grave of Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali very often. While studying in Dioban, he would visit the Qasimi graveyard every Friday. It is mentioned in Fazail al-Sadaqat that a hadith states, whoever goes to visit the graves of his parents or the grave of any one of them every Friday, his sins will be forgiven and he will be counted amongst the obedient. Whoever goes to visit the graves of his parents or the grave of any one of them every Friday, his sins will be forgiven and he will be counted amongst the obedient. Now there are a few incidents with regards to visiting the graves and sending thawab for those that have passed away. We will read one of those incidents, inshallah. There is a very interesting incident mentioned in the Fazail al-Sadaqat about a young boy who used to visit the grave of his mother every Friday. A pious lady known as Bahita was very regular. At the time of her mort, she raised her head towards the heavens and said, "O the one who is my only treasure and provider for life and death, I make dua that you do not disgrace me at the time of death and that you save me from the horrors of the grave." After her mort, son used to visit her every Friday and he read the Quran Sharif, passing on the thawab to his mother as well as for all those buried in the graveyard. One day he saw his mother in a dream and asked her how she was. The mother replied, "The pain of death is terrible, but by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, I am most comfortable in the grave with a bed of sweet basil and silken cushions. I will remain like this till Qiyamah." The son asked if he could help her in any way. She said, "Do not give up coming to me on Fridays and reading the Quran Sharif. As soon as you come, all the people buried in the graveyard come to me and tell me that you have arrived. Your visit to the graveyard is a source of great pleasure for me." The boy said that he carried on visiting the graveyard every Friday. One day he saw in a dream that a very big gathering of men and women came to him and he asked them who they were. They replied that they were the people of such and such graveyard and they had come to thank him for his Friday visits to them and his du'as for their forgiveness pleased them the most. They asked him to continue his Friday visits, which he did so most diligently. Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Ya Rahmatullah Ali used to say that today while we are alive on the earth, we send thawab for someone that has passed away. Tomorrow when we are in the earth, in our grave, Allah Ta'ala will make it such, what goes around comes around, someone will think of us and they'll send thawab for us. If we visit the graveyard today, and tomorrow when we are in the qabr and in the qabristan, someone will think about us and they will come and visit us and make dua for us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can revive this practice.